This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Columbus State Community College is a place that changes lives, a college that opens doors to well-paid careers in healthcare, engineering, IT, and more, an affordable college that offers the flexibility to balance work, family, and school. Spring semester starts January 19th. Apply today at cscc.edu.
It is 12:30 on Thursday, which means it's time for Two Tickets, Please.
Yes, it is. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're so excited to bring you guys another episode on this fine Thursday morning. We hope your day is going great, and thanks so much.
It's Thursday afternoon, actually.
Thursday, okay. 12:30 is sort of morning, but we can... Okay, for me, I...
Actually, you know what?
I sleep in a lot,
yeah,
so...
Me too. Okay. Yeah, that's
fair. But thanks so much for taking time out of your day to come join us and listen to Two Tickets, Please.
Yeah.
We've got a fun episode for you guys.
We have a really fun episode.
Let's get right into it.
Well... First, I just want to say we were originally going to like record this episode with a camera. Also, we're gonna attempt it for the second or third week in a row, and we don't have a memory card, so
there hasn't been an episode yet where we haven't had some sort of technical difficulty.
Actually, we're so not good at this.
Those two of the times, it was not our fault.
Yeah, that's so true, actually.
If the board blows up today and it ends the episode, I am going to lose my mind.
Me too.
Just a heads up.
We're going to have to... Yeah, I will too. You'll hear us in the edit suite either later today or tomorrow talking about
If it randomly cuts out and then you hear us being like, "Hi guys, it's us on Friday," you're gonna hear us crash.
Yeah, for real.
So hope that you don't hear that. Hope that we have a clean episode today. Make it all the way to the end for the first time in like three episodes.
I know. let's see if we can't do it. Today is probably gonna be a shorter episode because we wrapped up our Marvel rankings.
Yep, and there's
recently.
Not a whole lot out right now.
And
but
we've
still got some
out.
Stuff to
Yeah,
to
and we'll
talk
touch
about.
On that in a little bit. But let's start it out with a recurring segment that is now the second time we're doing it.
Yep.
The Say That Again segment.
Say That Again.
Woo, Say That Again. do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
The Say That Again segment, for those of you who didn't catch last episode, is we here at Two Tickets, Please, Incorporated. We love terrible movie lines.
Yeah.
So we've each brought in, I think you've brought two. I just brought one.
But yeah,
we have some
two.
Pretty great movie lines that make no sense and are really funny. So we're gonna share them now. You can go first. You do one of yours.
All right. My first one is from the first Men in Black.
Okay. Great movie.
And it's when Will Smith, he's the main guy. Great movie. Yes, great movie. It reacts to like alien names. And he's like, "You're telling me this dude's name is what?"
That's pretty good. That's all, that's
like
all,
I said last episode, to write these would be a dream come
true. That'd be Will Smith is so good to him.
"You're telling me this dude's
name
is what?" So funny.
That's awesome. Dude, Men in Black, great
movies. Great movie. So actually, I forgot about
movies.
The Men in Black movies,
I need to
actually.
Watch those again at some point. Those are great.
Actually, now that we're remembering movies that we haven't seen in a while, you remember the Bourne movies?
Yeah.
Like Supremacy?
Yeah.
Supremacy is my favorite one.
What
did
you think of that?
What?
They're not really that similar to Men in Black.
No, like, I remembered them last night in the sense that I forgot about the Men in Black series, and then I remembered the Bourne series.
Well,
I was like,
both great
those are
series.
Some great series.
I feel like... at this point, I could rewatch them, but I feel like Bourne movies are one that, like, if you've seen it before, it's kind of not that good because it's like all about suspense and everything.
That's true. But I mean, they're still
I would love to rewatch it now. It's been forever.
Love the Bourne movies. Okay. Anyway.
What a line.
What a line.
I have a line from a very not well-regarded movie from Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh.
They're
oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
They're on
a chase scene on a speeder, and they're escaping the First Order. And it's like Rey, Pin and Foe, and Chewbacca. Rey, Pin and like, Foe. C-3PO's there. And Finn, a...
You definitely just said Rey, Pin and Foe.
Wait, I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, anyway.
My bad. That's okay. It's Rey, Finn and Poe, and Chewie. So... to give you context, which you should know, but Finn is an ex-stormtrooper who worked in the First Order.
Yeah.
He should know what type of stuff the First Order has.
Yes, he should know their equipment.
So they're escaping on the speeder, and the First Order's behind us, and then there's jetpack troopers, like First Order jetpack troopers, jump out and start like flying after them, and Poe turns to Finn and goes, "They fly now?" And wait, it's the other way around. Wait, no. Is it?
No, you're saying it right.
Yeah, Poe says they fly now, like question mark, and Finn goes they fly now. Finn. Jetpacks are a very established thing in the Star Wars universe, and you worked in the First Order. How are you this surprised?
How does he not know?
By First Order jet troopers. They fly now.
They fly
it's
now.
It's just so unnecessary.
That's a good one.
Just a terrible line, a funny line in a terrible movie.
Funny line in a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
As the biggest Star Wars fan ever.
Yeah, for real. Me too.
That movie sucks.
One of my friends said something interesting about The Rise of Skywalker. He said, it was so ambitious of Disney to make a movie without any characters.
That's awesome. No, and it's so sad because we can't get me on a Star Wars tangent. But
we
I'll
could.
Talk,
do you
I'll
just
want to
rank
I'll talk
the nine star?
No,
the
no,
star
we
Wars
can't.
Right
we
now.
Can't do that.
We're gonna do that when Andor comes out.
We can't do that right now.
We could do that right
but
now.
But spoiler alert: The Rise of Skywalker would be last.
Oh, absolutely, always.
But
never not
well,
last.
Like, there are good characters, but they just suck. Like in Rise of Skywalker, in Force Awakens, like
no, I think
Rey,
that's the
Finn, and Poe are cool, and then they were just like, how about we do nothing with characters at all.
Yeah, what
movie.
He was getting at is like there's no change or growth or development for the
and
characters.
I agree.
Like nobody changes.
It's terrible. The best part of the movie is they fly now
on Pisana. I have that Lego set actually.
You do? You have they fly now Lego set?
I have the they fly now Lego set.
That's
the
awesome.
Pisana speeder chase. So
that's sick.
That's fun.
Hey, I see the Star Wars knowledge. You knew what that planet was called.
Hey, we're both pretty big on the Star Wars guy. All right, we're both
that's
pretty
awesome.
Big on it.
All right, what's your? You said that too.
Oh wow, we talked about that for a while actually.
7 minutes.
You want to keep talking about it or move on?
Go ahead. What's
okay.
Your other line?
My second one is from The Maze Runner.
Oh, I love The Maze Runner. By the way,
that's a great movie.
I'm
I think
a big
the
fan.
Next two are not as good.
I think The Death Cure is really good.
The Death Cure is good.
I don't
Scorch
like,
Trials
I don't
is
like
not
Scorch
great.
Trials that much, but The Maze Runner is like
the first one's great.
Maze
like
Runner is
one.
In like my top 50. I have a lot of love for that movie.
Yeah, I read the book before I watched the movie, and when I the monsters are called Grievers, right?
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I pictured the Grievers so incredibly wrong when I was reading the book.
Like what?
We can talk about that later.
Okay. Well, great movie.
The line from this great movie is when Thomas reacting to the name The Glade. He says, "The what now?" It's too easy to find lines like this, dude. It's too easy.
The what now?
The what now? It's literally...
That's awesome.
It's some great lines.
How does like every scriptwriter ever like throw one of these lines in there?
I will be continuing. They'll be passing the torch to me.
We'll keep it going.
We're gonna keep it going when we're down there in Hollywood.
What now?
What now? The whatchamahoozit? Stuff like that. Like, man,
this is
becoming one of my favorite segments.
No, that's even in the Maze Runner. I think Thomas asks like 100 questions.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
He only speaks in questions.
Yeah, he only
he's
speaks
like, what in is questions. This? What is that? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Like, the entire movie.
Yeah.
And he's, like, the main character. He is just, it's so funny.
Yeah.
But that movie's so good. Go
that's
watch
like,
it.
It's, like, kind of cool because the audience is kept in the dark then.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the same with, like, other great movies, like Sicario.
Such
mentioned.
A good, you bring up Sicario all the time.
Sorry, shameless Sicario plug. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, go watch Maze Runner. It's
Maze Runner is great.
Incredible.
It's really cool. Awesome. I like the part in the Death Cure where they're like on the train.
Dude, the Death Cure is good.
The Death Cure is good.
The Death Cure is fire.
That is a good movie. Okay.
It's just the score trials that's not very good.
Yeah. You know, it's way better than, you know, like, it's like one of the best. Would you say that it's one of the best dystopian trilogies?
I think so.
Out there?
I think.
Because then there's like stuff like Divergent.
I don't know if. Divergent is not very good. The first one's okay, but then they were like, how about we make the worst movies ever with the next two? But I think I like The Maze Runner best of like all of the movies. But like I think The Hunger Games is probably better as like a series because like it's more consistent.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm not a big
Hunger
fan
Games
of,
is the best.
I'm not a big fan of Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. I think it's pretty boring, even though it's like necessary for the plot. But
it's kind of like how Dune Part 1 is slower than Part 2 because it's the build-up.
Yeah. But I think the first Hunger Games and then Catching Fire is the best one, and then Part 2 is all really good. And The Maze Runner, well, first of all, there's just three movies, but one of them is just like not very good, and two of them are pretty good. But those are definitely just the two best dystopian movies. Bring back dystopian movies, by the way.
For real.
Like they're all
use some good
they're
ones.
They're all fire.
Yeah, well,
except for
Divergent,
except for some of them,
Divergent, Allegiant, and whatever the last one is,
Insurgent.
I think
Allegiant's the last one.
Oh, Allegiant is. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while,
totally
and
wrong.
I remember even before I was like into like, well, like I've known I wanted to be like in film for a while, but before I was like critical of films, I hated those movies.
That's so real. Funny story. I remember one day, it was like a Sunday, and everyone was gone from the house. And it was just me and my mom, and we watched all four Hunger Games movies for my first time.
That sounds awesome. In one day?
Yeah, we watched, like, one, and then I was like, we gotta watch the next one. And we watched the next one, and then she, like, made food, and we were like, let's gotta finish it. We watched all four. It was my first time ever watching them.
That's so cool.
Watched all four of them.
Okay, well, speaking of Hunger Games, then, what did you think of Songbirds and Snakes?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a Hunger Games tangent. I mean, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I didn't love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was fire.
I did.
I loved Songbirds and Snakes.
I don't know. Let me see. Someone you can learn about me.
He has lists for
I
everything.
Have lists for everything. Like, I have lists for every, like, genre of, like, and, like, series of movies. And I also have just lists for, like, the most random stuff. Like, I have a list of every roller coaster I've been on and how much I like it. Like,
he loves
random
lists.
Random stuff like that. So, of course, I have a Hunger Games list. Let me find it real quick.
I think Songbirds and Snakes might be in my top 50. I need to double check.
Your top 50?
I loved Songbirds
and
Snakes.
I don't know. I went in. I can, like, I need to watch it again. I only saw it once. But
it's so good.
I can, like, appreciate it, but it's, like, I don't know. I just wasn't a huge fan. I thought it was a little boring at times. I have it as the fourth best Hunger Games movie.
Oh,
really? I liked it better than Mockingjay Part 1. And that's about it.
Yeah, I have it at 42 in my top 50.
Jeez.
I was double checking. I really liked it. Like, really liked it.
I thought it was good. I thought it was okay. I don't, like, all the stuff in the actual Hunger Games kind of stunk.
Yeah, that's fair.
I gave it 3 stars. Like, it wasn't bad. I just wasn't a huge fan, and I was excited for it because I really like Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah.
I
thought it was great.
I don't read much. I'm not a fan of reading, and I have read The Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
So that's a sign. That's a sign. I like it. What's your favorite Hunger Games movie? I think there is a correct answer.
I mean, out of all of them, like, the first one.
Really?
Is my favorite, yeah.
I think Catching Fire is definitely the best one.
I think the, like, I love the Hunger Games, but I'm also not as huge on it as, like, you are, you know?
Hmm.
Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I like it a lot, and that's probably why I loved Songbirds and Snakes as much as I did, because I'm not as into it as some other people are.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people were super critical of Songbirds and Snakes, but I just wasn't, because it was great.
And that's real.
I'm not as into that world.
I think one and two are easily, like, way better than the other ones, but I think two is elite.
Yeah?
Huh? I think two is the best. It introduces my favorite character, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Finnick O'Dare.
Fire.
He's definitely the best character in the series. Probably, yeah. I could spoil the Hunger Games.
Oh, you can spoil the Hunger Games. Probably everyone in their mind.
Probably one of the most mad I've ever been at a character death ever.
Yeah.
Like, there was no reason for him to die there, bro.
Well, there was one that you were pretty mad about not too long ago.
He died, like, right at the end. I was so mad. He was the best character, too. He was so close to getting a happy ending. So that kind of made me, like, not like the last one that much. But
yeah,
the first one and Catching Fire are elite movies. Please make more. We went on a crazy tangent for Hunger Games.
We did. Speaking of character deaths, we're going to get to one of those. Well, I don't know if we can spoil it.
We are?
Later. Yeah, there's one that you didn't particularly like this week.
Oh.
We'll get there later.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Can we even talk about that?
Daredevil Born Again?
Yeah, it came out freaking Tuesday.
No, we're not going to spoil it, but I just, like, wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get there.
All right.
We're going to do a quick film forecast here. Another segment.
Forecast. We should get, like, a weather noise when we hit that. When we have this segment. There you go.
It's film forecast time.
What's film forecast?
It's time for film forecast.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
My film forecast. Jeez. It peaked like crazy, probably.
Peaking is crazy. All right. So, obviously, we don't have recent movies we've seen recently segment this week. And
There's nothing out.
There's not a whole lot that we want to particularly see in theaters.
Yeah.
But guess what? Mickey 17 opened last night, and we're seeing it this weekend. Very excited for Mickey 17.
Heck yeah.
I think it looks so good. I love Robert Pattinson.
Tell us we haven't seen it, but tell us, like, a synopsis of Mickey 17. What do we expect to
this
see?
This synopsis is provided to us by our good friend Letterboxd.
Thanks, Letterboxd.
It is directed by Bong Joon-ho, and unlikely hero Mickey Barnes finds himself in the extraordinary circumstance of working for an employer who demands the ultimate commitment to the job, to die for a living.
Mm.
And basically, every time he dies on the job, he is, like, reprinted out. Kind of like a human 3D printer, and then he has to keep doing it. It's basically, like, if you want me to describe it in simple terms, it's like a sci-fi kamikaze movie.
Okay.
Is the best way to describe it in simple terms. And it looks phenomenal. It currently is sitting with a 3.8 on Letterboxd.
It's pretty good.
Which is great. I think I'm really going to love it. If I'm going to be honest with you, it just seems so much like my thing.
Yeah, you've been really excited to see this movie.
I have been.
I've been like, oh, it looks solid. Let's go see it. And you're like, oh, I'm so excited.
No, that's literally me. Like,
you're like so excited to see
this. I'm super excited.
It'll be fun. Fun watch. We'll talk about it. Hopefully it's good, because we mainly talk about negative stuff, it feels like.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to just talk about a really good movie that we have a great time.
Hopefully it's fire.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It's going to be awesome.
I think it will be. Sounds good.
Okay, and then speaking of quick film forecast, I guess we talk about a trailer that's dropped recently.
Oh,
that's given us tons of new content.
Big new trailer.
To quote over and over again, endlessly until all your friends don't want to be friends with you anymore. That is the new Minecraft movie trailer, or a Minecraft movie trailer 3, or the final trailer, or whichever trailer this is. It gave us fantastic new quotable lines like flint and steel and water bucket release and stuff like that. You say something.
Well,
quick, put some thoughts together.
If you haven't seen the past Minecraft movie trailers, it looks a little odd. And it seems a little...
That's putting it lightly.
It seems a little odd. Minecraft is probably the most popular game of all time. Like, that's subjective, but everyone knows what Minecraft is. So they're making a cool movie, and it just looks a little weird. And Jack Black is a little weird. I love Jack Black, but it's an interesting choice for the main character. But everything in the trailer is so, like... quotable and like memeable that I see it everywhere, and also never stops talking about it.
Well, okay, to be fair, I didn't talk about it a whole lot yesterday, so actually I didn't.
AJ was like on like Tuesday, AJ was like, all right, you want to like work out at like 9 a.m. tomorrow? And I was like, oh, a little early, but let's do it.
No, this was Monday night.
Oh, this is Monday night. And then I was like, okay, and I went to bed, and I have my ringer on so I can have my like alarm on, so I have my ringer on. And I'm sitting there, like, sleeping, and then I get, like, a loud text message, and I wake up, and it's, like, 2 a.m., and AJ has texted me about the Minecraft movie.
I sent him a video of the Minecraft movie quotes, and it was, like, 2, and we were working out at 9, and,
Yeah, so I had to wake up and text him back about the Minecraft movie.
I feel like Minecraft movie, the lines are, like, gonna become brain rot.
Oh, it's.
I think it already is brain rot. Actually,
I'm really excited to see this movie, but in like a different way. Like, if it's either, I think it's a win-win. It either blows away expectations and is actually good,
and gives Jack Black an Oscar.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know about that. Or it's like incredibly bad and like funny bad that it's a great time.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna have a good time seeing this.
I also am not sure if we're the target audience.
Who would be?
Children.
But, like, our age group grew up playing, like, Minecraft. Like, and everyone's going to go see it.
I mean, everyone's going to grow up playing Minecraft because it's one of the best kid-friendly games you could ever
introduce. I mean, that's true.
To. But, like, obviously, we grew up in Minecraft's golden age when it was, like, developing. And, okay. I don't need to go into this. I think it looks incredibly stupid, and I'm going to love going to watch it.
It definitely is going to be incredibly stupid. But also, there is some things that look kind of cool. Like, the way they're using stuff from Minecraft is going to be cool. So yeah. I hope it's good.
And I think
it's probably not going to be very good.
I think this, like, the, like, CGI stuff looks, like, pretty good. Honestly, like, the animated stuff. Like
somewhat.
For what, I mean, yeah. Okay, somewhat. I don't like that, I don't especially love the designs of everything, but, like, it looks fine. It just looks incredibly stupid, and it has some great and quotable moments. So, it's going to be a fun watch. It's fun to pester people and say flint and steel over and over again. Or like, this is crafting table. I don't know. Stuff like that. It's a little bit of fun.
Great quotes.
But then all your friends don't want to hang out with you anymore because you continue to quote the Minecraft movie.
What are you talking about?
At this point, you're like, I don't want to go see. You know what? I'm done talking. All right.
Okay.
That was a little film forecast that I thought we should touch on because we're going to see Mickey 17 this weekend, which
film
is...
Film forecast. All right, we needed like a
comedic
sound
geniuses. Comedic Agent genius. Jackson.
Tornado sounds. Okay, what's next?
Do you want to touch on something big that happened this week in the film
something
world?
Something big? What could have possibly happened that was really big in the film world?
Well. Sir, this last Sunday was the 2025 Academy Awards, otherwise known as the Oscars.
The Oscars was this weekend. Wow.
I watched most of the show.
I didn't.
Jackson didn't watch any of it.
I didn't care.
He knows what happened because I told him most of it.
Well, we tried to put it on, and we like couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And then I just
and
went
then
to
you
the
went
watch
to
party.
Somewhere like some other watch party that I didn't want to go to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I had to walk by myself.
You're
it was a dark and cold night. Anyway.
Okay. All right, pal. All the buildings are like a 3-minute walk.
No, it's like 5.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on the Oscars? Do you want to go in order of like the important ones? I have it pulled up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have like my notes.
Okay, let's just either way.
Do you want to go through all the winners real quick?
Sure. Actor in a leading role.
Adrian Brody
won for The Brutalist, which I did not see and I don't wish to see. It's like a 3-hour and 30-minute movie
and 35 minutes
with an intermission for a movie.
Yeah.
And it's about like the American dream. Talk about Oscar bait.
Yeah.
And it
not
worked.
Only Oscar bait, modern classic bait.
Yeah, and it worked because Adrian Brody won his second Oscar and delivered the most boring speech ever.
Oh, did you see the speech?
Yes.
Because they started playing the music to try to get him off stage, and then he kept talking. He was like, turn off the music.
Yeah.
I know what you're trying
to
do.
He was like cocky about it, too. He was like, I've been here before. All right, pal. Come on.
And then he just like kept going, and he said, I'm going to wrap this up real quick, and then just didn't wrap it up real quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing here?
And he said, I just see everyone, what people say is that he said a whole lot of nothing. He said a lot of things and said nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm sure you wanted Timothy Chalamet to win this award because he was nominated, but
yeah.
He didn't. Adrian Brody seems kind of lame, kind of just like the cop-out pick. It's like, oh, let's give it to the boring.
I think it should have been Timothy Chalamet, but I just love a complete unknown, and he did well, so
yeah,
it's fine. Or I was low-key cheering for Sebastian Stan to win for portraying Donald Trump in
I
The
like
Apprentice.
Sebastian Stan.
I do, too.
I haven't seen a single one of the movies for this category.
I've seen one of them.
And you've seen one. So we don't have that much.
Leading role.
Actor in a supporting role, Kieran Culkin won for A Real Pain.
That's actually something that I would like to see.
Which I have not seen. We can watch that.
I think we should because it looks good and it looks fun.
It looks good.
It looks like it'd be good.
Yeah.
We don't need to touch on it for too long.
Yeah.
Actress in a leading role. Let's just keep going.
Actress in a leading role, Mikey Madison for Anora.
Mickey. She's a girl. But.
Okay. Mickey.
Mickey Madison. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about like her speech or what she said because it's controversial.
It is. I didn't watch it.
Do you know?
I mean, the movie's about like...
It's... Like, to put it like in like simple terms, it's a prostitute Cinderella story.
Yeah. Won like 5 Oscars.
I haven't seen it, and it actually smashed a record. Director Sean Baker was awarded 4 Academy Awards just to him.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah. He gave, like, 3
like
speeches
some,
or whatever.
It broke some record. I don't even remember exactly what, but it's, like, specifically
but,
to him.
Yeah, I
something.
Mean, everyone's like, oh, wow, it deserved to win. I haven't seen it, so
I haven't
care.
Seen it. I don't want to see it either. It's not really,
not
like,
the time of the movie.
It should not have won screenplay because I've read part of the screenplay, and it's not special.
Tell him.
No, I can't tell you.
Tell
but
him.
Yeah, it's not good. let's move on to
actress
in
a supporting
role.
Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to talk about it. It only won 2. It was nominated for 13 or 12 or however many. Luckily, it
I
didn't
mean,
win that many.
I haven't seen this movie either.
I haven't seen
but
it either.
But I've seen a lot of clips for this movie
yeah,
because people posted are like,
it's like
look
not good.
How awful this movie is. And she won Best Supporting Actress over a lot of people. The only movie I've seen here out of the supporting roles nominated is Wicked. And I thought Ariana Grande was pretty good.
It should have been Monica Barbaro, but it wasn't, so let's move on.
Okay, yeah. Emilia Perez sucks.
Yeah, for real.
Just by the way.
Animated feature was Flow, and
yeah,
that was a highlight of the night.
That was pretty cool. Isn't it like the first like independent like animation team to win in the Oscars?
Which is really cool.
That's pretty. I haven't seen this movie.
I want to see it.
I kind of want to see it. Apparently, it has no dialogue.
Yeah.
And it's just about, like, animals.
Yeah,
it's about, like, a cat.
It sounds really good.
I mean, apparently it's good. I just don't like this category because we didn't even nominate the best animated movie of the year.
Transformers 1. You know, it's okay.
Get looked at here.
I don't hate the Flow 1, though.
But that's fine, that Flow 1.
Animated short film. I haven't seen any of these.
Animated short film, yeah.
I don't really do any of that. We don't need to do it. Cinematography was the brutalest cop-out answer. Let's move on.
Dune 2 should have won. And I don't even like the movie.
Dune 2 cinematography is really good.
Hey, let's just be happy Emilia Perez didn't win.
They were nominated. Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. Anyway.
Costume design, wicked.
Wicked.
That makes sense.
Good for them.
That's cool.
Directing, Sean Baker.
Wait, we talked about this. We low-key went to Gladiator 2 to win costuming.
But I think Wicked probably deserved it, though. Yeah, Wicked, yeah, fine. Good for them. I wanted Gladiator 2 to win.
You already said directing.
Sean Baker
for Anora
is... I don't like Sean Baker after what happened at the Oscars.
Yeah. I didn't watch.
Just based on his first speech and then his second speech and then his like third speech and then his fourth speech and then his fifth speech.
He had five? I think he had three.
No. He spoke for almost all of them because he was in the editing room.
Oh, okay. So he was just there for everything.
Yes. Okay. Which, like, good for him. Independent film, you won Oscars, good for you. I don't like what you said or how you said it. Except for one thing about independent theaters and movie theaters. But at the same time, in contrast to what you already said, I don't.
So real?
Should have been James Mangold.
I don't think we care about documentary feature film, gonna be honest.
No. Other Land, good for them. It talked about a really tough issue that's a big thing in our society today, so... Good for them that they won.
Never heard of it.
Documentary short. No.
Never heard of those.
Here's editing.
Film editing.
Anora. And I talked about this. Sean Baker was the editor. He made a kind of a funny joke, actually, that said, like...
Though, that he did all that.
Yeah.
Even though he kind of stinks, apparently. I don't really have strong opinions about him.
It's not like... I don't know. He made kind of a funny joke. He said, man, like, that director should never direct again because this editor saved the movie. So he's like joking about how his directing was bad.
That's pretty funny.
But then his editor self is kind of anyway.
He won an Oscar for directing
and editing, yeah, and best picture. And you know what?
That's kind of goated, honestly, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Even though the movie doesn't seem that good.
It's I don't know. I'm not a fan. Let's keep going.
International feature film.
I'm still here. I haven't seen it.
I haven't. But Brazil won. There you go.
Woo. Makeup and hairstyling was The Substance. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
It looks weird.
Looks not fun.
Only one I've seen out of these is Wicked. I'm just happy Emilia Perez didn't win because they were nominated.
Or A Different Man. I didn't really want the monkey.
That movie
looks
so dumb.
I agree.
Like, are you kidding? Have you heard about that? Like, how they landed on having him be a monkey?
Yeah, I did.
Well, they were like, Sean, what's his name? I literally forget his name.
Yeah, his name
is the main guy. Like, who it's after.
Robbie Williams.
The director's like, yo, Robbie Williams, we want to make, like, a movie about your life. And he was like, yo, sick. And he was like, but we want it to be, like, different and weird. Like, what's your spirit animal? And he was like, probably, like, a lion. And he was like, okay, what about something else? And he was like, well, I like monkeys. And he was like, boom.
Yeah, and then they connected it to how when he first started performing, he felt like a monkey forced to perform something, I guess.
Yeah,
is how they connected it, and that's why it's weird and different.
It's like, what if we made it? Sorry, like, British people, if you're listening, but...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What if we made a movie about, like, someone who just makes really bad music?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? It's like, it doesn't fit. Like, I've only seen, like, clips of the movie. I haven't seen the movie at all, and I don't want to. But it's, it's like a big, like, scene with, like, a ton of dancers that are all on the street, and it just, like, doesn't fit the music.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It's so funny. It's weird. Like, it looks hilariously bad.
Yeah.
So, good thing that didn't win. But better thing Emilia Perez didn't win.
Yeah. All right. Music was the brutalist cop-out answer.
Gosh. But Emilia Perez was nominated, and they did not get it.
Yeah,
but
it's still
you know
the brutalist
what should have won? I mean, I'm not like a Wicked lover or anything, but like, how do you not get original score for music for that?
I don't know.
Are you for real?
I mean, actually, Defying Gravity was so good.
Are you for real? How does that not win? I haven't seen Brutalist, but I cannot imagine the music is better than Wicked.
Yeah, that was pretty fire, actually.
Are we so for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Original score, actually.
Original score, freaking Emilia Perez won.
No, no, that's original song.
Original score.
Wicked. It could have won, but that doesn't include the music songs, because those are taken from the musical.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
Still though.
Emilio Perez won. I don't know.
Emilio Perez won original song. I mean, go listen to this song and tell me. Do me a favor, everyone that's listening, after you end the episode, or just like pause it, go listen to El Mal from Emilio Perez.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
And tell me if you think that is an Oscar-winning song.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It's not the like Sex Change song.
Oh, okay.
But I've seen a clip of it, and it's like, holy cow, I could be an Oscar-winning song. I could sing an Oscar-winning song after this one. Like, I think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm changing majors. I think I'm going musical.
All right.
Because if this song can do it, anybody can win original song.
All right.
It's terrible.
We're gonna do one together. We're gonna win best original.
You'll see
song.
Us next year. We're gonna win original song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Best picture, Anora.
Best picture, the big one. Anora won.
Okay. We all knew it was going to win because of its surprise wins at the Golden Globe and the SAG Awards.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it, like, sweep both of them?
Yeah, it did really well. So, I don't know if it swept both, but it did really well in both. And so, automatically, you know it's going to win. Best picture. We were cheering for a complete unknown. A complete unknown did not win.
the only one I've seen.
There was kind of a funny bet, actually.
I've seen Dune 2 and Wicked that were nominated.
Yeah.
So, I guess... And I didn't even...
Is.
Love either, so.
Production design was wicked. Good for them.
That makes sense. The sets and
everything. Cool stuff. Cool sets and stuff. That's cool. Live action short film. I haven't seen any of these. Winner was I'm Not a Robot, and there was a serious Frostfight snub, if you're asking me.
Yeah, where's Frostfight for live action short film?
Wasn't even nominated? That's crazy.
That is insane. Absolute snub. What is the Academy doing?
I don't know.
Sound, Dune Part 2. That's good. That makes sense.
Yeah, cool that sounds. Was good sound. Especially, like, the best sound, or the best, like, piece of sound in that movie is when the three sandworms come out of the cloud and are like, they're like,
That was pretty good recreation for you.
Yeah.
Call us sound.
We're Foley people. Artists. What
yep,
can I say?
Foley artists. Here we go.
Visual effects, Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That's the only two Dune Part 2 got, right?
Yeah.
Which, like, both of those make sense.
I could have seen Alien Romulus taking this one, but... Good for Doom Part 2 that
Alien
they did.
Romeos. I haven't seen any of the Alien movies.
You should
not,
watch them.
Not my thing, for
you,
real.
No, you should. You would like them. You would like the first two.
Okay, maybe, but I get scared.
Aliens is really good.
I get scared of scary things.
Yeah, I do too, but I hate horror movies, and I like Alien.
Okay, I'll watch that at some point.
All right.
We'll watch it.
Adaptive screenplay was Conclave, which is great. Good for them. I want to see Conclave, so...
I've heard it's good.
All right, yeah. Well, it's not...
I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Yeah. And then original screenplay, of course, was Anora, written by Sean Baker.
What thoughts?
I've already talked about it.
Yeah,
like it.
I don't like it. Well, yeah, I feel like the Oscars this year, just like, I didn't really care that much because I had barely seen anything. I was kind of just preying on Emilio Perez's downfall, and that was about it. And it only won two, so that's good.
That's pretty much... Anyway,
that's about the Oscars. That's our
well,
thoughts.
Well, I got a couple more notes.
Oh, he's got some thoughts.
Because I watched it.
Yes, you did.
So, like, Conan O'Brien, he was fine as the host. He did good. It's like funny humor, but then it's also, there's a lot of humor that's recycled. Like, he joked about how they were halfway through, and so now it's time for Kendrick Lamar to come out and call Drake a pedophile. And
that's pretty funny.
Jokes like that. I mean, it's pretty funny, but it's recycled because, I don't know. That's been happening, and there's other humor that was recycled. The Dune sandworm, on the other hand, was hilarious. Every time they had the sandworm play an instrument or do something funny or dance on stage, it was awesome.
That's so funny.
Like, there was a part where they had the sandworm playing the harp, or he was on stage when Deadpool was cartwheeling across the stage. Like, it was awesome. The sandworm being a part of the Oscars was great. Yeah, that's all I have to say about the Oscars.
Heck yeah. How about... Didn't they have, like, a little, like, in memoriam moment for, like, people that died, and the song was, like, what was the song? It was, like, super upbeat or whatever.
It wasn't upbeat. I can't hear.
It was, like,
a second,
not a sad song.
I'll play the song.
Okay. He's going to pull up the song. But, yeah, I saw, like, people complaining about this because it's, like, in memoriam to these people that, like, died, and then it's, like, not a sad song. That's hilarious.
It's so – you'll recognize the song. It is kind of a sad song, but it's been – it's this meme It's this penguin meme, is what it is.
What?
So I'm going to play it through the microphone.
Oh, yeah. It's a very... I don't know if they can hear that or not, but...
I think they
it's
could.
A very, like, memed song.
It's kinda a meme
like,
song.
It's like a joke. And they used it as, like...
And they used it as the In Memoriam. And it was a really long In Memoriam. Like, it was really sad to see all those names go across the screen.
Really,
and there's, like,
funny.
James Earl Jones and David Lynch, and that was really sad.
That's not funny, sorry.
No, that's not funny. But the song choice was funny, yes. But it was really sad to see all those names, and then... It was ridiculous for that to be the song
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Someone did not cook there.
They did not cook with the song choice.
So that was something. We were all sitting there, like, just, like, shocked. Like, I actually had a popsicle during this moment.
Oh?
I had one of those, like, plush pops during this moment, and I just, like, stopped eating my popsicle because I was like... What is this? whose joke is this? Because you should not pick a song that's been memed that much for the In Memoriam service of the Oscars. It's supposed to be a very important piece of the night, and that was a horrible song choice.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us knew the song right away. We were like, that's the meme song. I mean,
that's so funny. Like, why do they do that?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. So...
awesome.
That's it for the Oscars.
The Oscars.
I would just call it overall mid.
Yeah, we just hadn't seen any.
It just wasn't. It wasn't.
All the
great
movies
this year
were just like boring Oscar bait movies. I feel like.
Yeah, it just wasn't great. So hopefully next year's will be better. Maybe we'll get a Mickey 17 nomination. That'd be great.
Heck yeah!
I'm really excited for this movie.
Let's get a Minecraft movie nomination.
That's what I'm saying. Year. Give Jack Black his best
Give
actor
Jack Black
Oscar.
An Oscar.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
For the Minecraft movie. If he wins an Oscar for saying lines like, "This is a crafting table," movies aren't real anymore. I don't know. I might just have to resign myself as a film major. So,
okay, what's next?
Do you want to talk about Daredevil? I mentioned this earlier.
Yeah. Guys, big new show came out. Big new Marvel project. Daredevil Born Again dropped its first two episodes on Tuesday. Daredevil was originally a Marvel Netflix show, and it ran for 3 seasons on Netflix that were all so fire.
They were so good. Actually.
Probably, like, genuinely one of my favorite shows ever. Go watch Daredevil.
Yeah, really great.
It's now on Disney Plus. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Yeah.
But, go watch all 3 seasons, because it's absolutely peak. But they, after 7 years, they have, brought back Daredevil.
Yeah.
And now he's in, like, the MCU.
So I've taken a little bit more time to think about it since we watched it.
Yeah.
And I think it's good.
I think it is good.
I think it is good. It's nothing like the first 3. It just doesn't have that Netflix show feel. It's different.
It is a little
different.
I don't think it's that different.
Well, okay. I'm talking about, like, the feel of the show. The characters, you know, they're the same, except for Fisk.
Is he? You know,
well,
he's the same.
Is he?
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
I mean, he's the same.
He's the same. He's planning something. Obviously, you know by the trailer, this isn't a spoiler, he gets elected mayor of New York.
Oh, yeah. So, I feel like it's almost a little lazy, but also, like, he's such a good villain that, like, I let it pass.
Yeah.
But the Kingpin
he's
is
back.
The villain of basically all 3 seasons of Daredevil, of the
yes.
original.
Yeah.
And he beats him in the last season. And now he's back again.
Now he's back.
Which is like, yeah, which is why I said it's almost like, okay, like we can get some new villains. But at the same time, it's such a good villain and such a good performance that I'm kind of fine with it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
But he comes back and he's been elected mayor of New York.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's really against, like, vigilante crime-fighting people,
right.
which is what Daredevil is. So without spoiling stuff, the events... I think it's really good. I think there's a big opening fight that is really good, but also at some points, I don't think it ruins it or anything. They definitely use CGI stuff for it, and it looks a little wonky sometimes.
They use CGI stuff for it, and it's all one take.
Which is cool.
That's super cool. It's just a different feel.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had a lot of one takes in the original show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But, yeah, there's just, like, a few stuff... Like, they're making their way up this building, and they get to the roof, and once they're on the roof, there's, like, the fighting looks a little goofy. CGI goofy.
You did say that, like, mid
While we were watching it, I was like, oh, it looks a little weird.
Yeah.
But then the later fights in this movie that are, like, kind of shorter, it looked a lot better.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think they just tried to, because it was, like, a bigger fight. They tried to add some stuff to it.
It was adding suspense,
But it was good. But overall, this show's incredible. Like, don't just go watch these first two episodes if you haven't seen the show.
I agree with that.
I think so. I don't think you should. Because technically, on Disney Plus, it's, like, a separate thing. It says there's one season of Daredevil Born Again, but it's absolutely a fourth season. So,
yeah,
if you have time, if you need a new show to binge, have it be Daredevil. Because
I agree.
It's great. It's great, great, great.
Great show.
Watch it. And then watch this while it's coming out. Heck yeah. Good show. Awesome. Good new show.
I do think it's good, and I think it's going to be really good. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
But I do now after thinking about it, and I think it's going to be good. I'm optimistic for it.
I think so. It'll be fire.
Yeah. Looks good. Is that all we want to say?
About Daredevil? Yeah, I think so.
Because we can't spoil it.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil it. So go watch it.
Something else that we haven't touched on that we mentioned. I think we mentioned this in the past episode is Invincible.
Yeah,
which
we haven't touched on a lot, but that's been coming out.
That's been coming out once a week.
We watch that together every week.
Yeah, we do.
Incredible show.
Oh, amazing!
Go watch this also if you need a show.
I agree.
It's so good. The third season is airing right now every Thursday, so we're actually going to watch a new episode today.
We're going to watch it today.
So, we talked briefly about Invincible.
But we did.
It's a animated, like, superhero show.
Yep.
Based off the comics.
Yeah.
Which you have read all of.
I own every issue of the comics. Yeah. I was a fan of the comics before the show.
Yeah.
And so when they announced the show, I was excited.
And I got the comics after watching the show.
Yeah.
And I'm reading it right now. So, it's... I wouldn't say loosely, like, it's pretty based on the comics.
It's really what I love about what they've done with it is they've based every little storyline almost exactly how it is with the comics, but they've jumbled it just enough so that it's mismatched from its original spot in the comics, and then it lines up and creates another very fantastic story, which
It is kind of interesting because you've, like, I haven't read the comics up to the point where we are in the show, but you have. So it's like we're watching every episode. So like you're like you've never seen it, but like you kind of know what's coming.
Oh yeah,
whenever we watch,
it's really fun for me because I've read the comics through. I would say I've read it through three full times.
Wow,
it's that good. I've read it through three full times, and so like everything that I see in the show, I know what's gonna happen, but that doesn't really take away from me viewing it. Like, I feel like it does some shows.
Quick synopsis before we talk more about it.
Oh, yeah.
Invincible is a show. We're centered on our main character, which is Mark.
Mark Grayson.
Mark Grayson. Mark's dad is Omni-Man, who is, like, the most powerful superhero on Earth. And there's a bunch of, like, superheroes on Earth. Like, it's a thing. Like, everyone knows.
Yeah.
And, like, the main, like, defense of the world is a superhero team.
Yep, the Guardians of the Globe.
Yeah, like, they're a well-known thing. And Mark, eventually, in the first episode, he gets his, like, powers.
Yep.
It's not a spoiler. He gets his powers, and the first season is largely about him, like, learning his powers and everything.
Yep.
And we're now in season three.
Yeah.
Of a lot of stuff happens.
Like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so it's animated. It's incredible.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You should watch it.
You should watch it.
You should watch it if you can handle violence.
It does get pretty violent. It does get pretty violent at times. If you will go watch the first episode, you'll see what we mean.
You should watch it if you can handle the violence.
If you watch the first episode and you're not a fan, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think you should give it a try. It's a great... People that don't like animated stuff, I give stuff a shot.
Yeah.
This is one of the best things on TV right now.
It is. The storytelling is... Robert Kirkman is a genius.
It's incredible. I look so forward to this every week. I'm so excited to watch the new episode today.
It's a banger. Trust me, I know what happens.
Yeah, yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Actually, you might hate this
episode.
I'm
so excited to see. I love the characters. The character development in the show is incredible. Like, I'm not going to, like, name drop everybody, but, like, there's a character that's, like, really annoying. He's, like, that character's, like, annoying and, like, mean to everybody else. And then the last season, it's, like, he's, like, that guy. And he's,
he's
super nice. And he's, like, Mark's best friend. And,
Rexplode, like, baby.
It's such a good show. If you get, like, I'm really tied to all the characters in this show.
Yeah.
Like, I care so much about Mark's love life in this show.
everyone does. I'm the same way.
Everyone does.
And in the comics, you're the same way also.
If you make a show that good, like, yeah. I genuinely care everything that happens in, like, Mark's life and, like, in his normal life and his superhero life.
I'm telling you, man. Robert Kirkman's a genius.
Every character, like, it's so good. A lot of people complain a lot recently about the animation.
It's not that big of a quality.
And I think season one does look better. I don't know. I guess they had more time, but I don't see it. Like all these comment sections, like videos I see about Invincible, it's like, oh, the animation sucks. Like, animation is terrible and all this. And it's like, I don't get it.
It's the triangle. You can have things. It's fast, cheap, or good, and you can only have two of the three.
Yeah. So everyone's like, we need more seasons faster, and then they complain when the animation's not, like, the best thing they've ever seen in the world.
And it's ridiculous. And
so,
honestly,
I don't even mind the animation.
The
animation
this season is fine.
I think it is probably not as good as, like, season one. I think season one's the best looking.
Probably.
But if you have as stacked of a voice acting, like, talent as you do,
holy cow, it's insane.
How amazing the story is, I don't care if the animation is not, like, the most incredible thing in the world.
I agree.
And I still think it's great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, do you think season one's still the best season of the show?
Well, it depends. This is going to be a difficult question for me to answer.
I think it is.
Because my favorite moments and stories throughout the comics, we haven't gotten to yet.
Wow.
So when we get to my favorite parts, That whatever season those are in will be my favorite.
I mean, season 3 is not done yet.
No, I know.
Do you like season 1 better than season 2?
Season 1 storytelling is way better than season 2.
I think so.
Season 2 is, what it does is it sets up a different subplot that bridges into season 3, which eventually connects to the main plot.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I think season 2 is incredible, but I think season 1 really blows you away.
Yeah, season one is fantastic.
I think the first episode and, like, the final two episodes of season one are, like, some of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I begin to like the comics in the series more as they progress, though, because we get a better look at the characters, we get a better look at the world.
Yeah, and there was a lot of characters
in
season two.
And we get more Alan the Alien. He's one of my favorite characters. So,
just
in the earlier seasons.
Just what a show.
It's great.
Give it a shot, guys. If you're scared by animation, don't be.
It's,
just go watch the first episode.
It's amazing.
Please do it. Do it for me. I'll be proud of you.
Do it for Jackson.
I'll be proud of you.
Jackson.
Go watch it.
Go watch
the first episode of this, and go watch the first episode of Daredevil.
Yeah.
And you probably got to watch one at a time, I guess. But
if
you haven't seen either of these, please go watch it.
Yeah, watch them.
It's so good.
Amazing.
What else? Are you watching any other shows right now?
I am, actually. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I'm currently working on three
different
shows.
You're working on three?
Well, kind of. Well, excluding the ones that are coming out.
You're watching other shows that aren't coming out right
yes.
now?
Yes. So, obviously, I'm working on Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah.
And Invincible.
Uh-huh.
But those are coming out, so I can't watch them all the time. So, I've been working on three different shows.
Wow.
The slowest one that I've been working on is Alice in Borderland.
Have you watched any of that since we watched the first episode?
I've watched
together?
The second episode.
Oh, you suck.
Okay, well, here's the problem.
I watched all of that show
a week. I'm working on two other shows at the same time also.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I'm gonna finish it. It's like Squid Games, kind of.
Alice in Borderland's good. Go check it out. We're not going to talk a lot about it.
No. The main show that I'm working on that I'm getting closer and closer to finishing is Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And it has climbed the ladder of my favorite shows list to be top three.
It only gets better.
I'm not even done.
What are you at right now?
On like season 3. I'm like halfway through. And it's third on my top 10 shows list. Wait.
Okay, it's going to be like your number 1 then.
It's third. No, it'll never surpass Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Season
I'm sorry.
4 and 5 are by far better than the rest of the show.
So, I watched season 1 years and years ago and then didn't watch the rest. And so then I was like, "You know what? I'm actually going to finish the rest of the show."
It's real.
And it's phenomenal. It's top 3 on my top 10 shows list right now. It climbed the ladder from like 8 or something.
That's sick.
It's so good. Breaking Bad is awesome. And I watched a whole like breakdown of like there's a guy talking about how like Breaking Bad became a giant meme, but it also doesn't take away from how good the show is.
That's true.
It's hilarious to be like, "Yo, Mr. White, we're in the Two Tickets Please studio, yo." Jesse, we're in the Two Tickets Please studio doing a podcast.
Oh
Jesse,
my God.
It's fun to do stuff like that, but it doesn't take away from how good the show is.
Actually, it's so memed on, and there's a lot of jokes about it, but it's still considered like the best show ever.
It's like the best drama of all time.
Yeah, I mean, most people have seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
but go watch that too if you haven't seen it.
We're just throwing
out show recommendations right now.
And you should listen. Because
you should listen. We're smart.
We're film experts.
We know what we're
quote,
talking about.
We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
End quote. The other show I'm working on is The Man in the High Castle.
I've never heard of it.
You've mentioned that to me before. Prime. It's basically what if the Axis powers won World War II. And so 20 years later, America's split. Japan takes everything from the Rockies west, and the Nazis take everything from the Rockies east, and then the Rocky Mountains are a neutral zone. It's really good.
That sounds
amazing. I would highly recommend it. It's somewhere on my top 10 shows. I'm working on it. It's great.
Nice.
What shows are you working on right now, aside from Daredevil and Invincible?
I'm only working on shows that are coming out. I don't have a show that I'm just like binging right now.
Okay.
But I have a lot of shows that are coming out. Okay, so yeah, so I'm working on Daredevil Born Again. I watch that every week. Well, it's been 1 week.
Yep.
And then watch Invincible every week.
Yep.
I'm watching Reacher right now.
Oh,
as well.
How is season 3?
It's pretty good.
I haven't started that yet.
Reacher is...
The first season's fantastic.
Yeah, Reacher's a show about... it's like this... The basic plot is just like this ginormous dude. And he's like really cool. And he's like ex-army. And he like helps solve these like random like things going on in the world. It's hard to explain. But it's really good. Give it a shot. It's on Prime. That's really good. That's coming out right now, season 3. Pretty good show.
Yeah.
I'm also working on Severance right now.
Oh, okay.
Which I've told you to watch. You said you're not that interested in it.
I'm just not interested.
But I don't know how. It's incredible.
It just doesn't look that interesting.
It's so good. It's probably the best show coming out. Actually, I probably like Invincible more. But Severance is so, so good. Most people have heard of Severance, but Severance is a show about, like, the main plot is, like, what if, it's like, our main characters they do this surgery where, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
They do the surgery.
This is just why I don't want to watch it.
What?
I don't know. It's just, like, I could talk more
about it. I haven't even said what it's about.
No, exactly.
They do this surgery where it's called, like, the Severance surgery. And they split their brain in between, like, it's like, what if, like, when you go to work, you, like, your brain, like, shuts off and you're, like, a different person. So then, like, from the outside person's view, they could go to work and then they just, like, are done with work immediately. So they're, like two different people, and we follow both. Like, we follow our main character, Mark, in the, like, real outside world and his, like, work Mark. And the show is just, like, crazy and, like, constantly, like, unexpected stuff happens. And it's so good. The writing's incredible. It's directed by Ben Stiller, who, like, is a comedy actor who I love. And it's, like, it's just amazingly done. Like, all the connections from different episodes and, like, past seasons and stuff. But, yeah, season 2 is still coming out right now. Incredible show. Love it. One more show I'm working on, which is, like... This is the craziest thing ever that I told. But I've seen... So season 48 of Survivor is airing right now.
That is insane.
I have seen every season of Survivor. I've seen 47 seasons to this point. And I'm working on season... I haven't watched the new episode yet, actually. The second episode of season 48 aired yesterday, and I need to watch it.
Yeah. You got to get on that, man.
I got to get on.
I've seen one full season of Survivor in my whole life.
Once you move in with me, we're going to watch all of them.
Great.
I talked about my list earlier. I have a list of every Survivor season ranked, and I have a list of every Survivor winner ranked. And yeah, I feel very strongly about a lot of things in Survivor.
That is crazy.
If you're listening to this on campus and you like Survivor, come talk to me. I know everything about it.
Yeah, that's
I watch
insane.
YouTube videos about Survivor. I've seen every season multiple times.
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't even like other reality shows at all. It's just this. It's like when I talk about like our top five shows, it's got to be there just like... because I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
It's so good. There are some bad seasons, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, not every season is good, but it's some of the best shows I've ever watched. It's so good. Thanks, Mom, for making me watch this with you one time. It's one of the best shows ever.
I can't even remember. I've seen one season. I can't remember who won or what season it was.
That doesn't give me much to go off of. If you could name a season, I would know who won it.
Well, the thing is,
I could say season
20 right now.
I know who won that.
Okay, who won it?
Sandra.
Okay, so you could say, because I don't know.
Sandra Diaz Twine.
So you could say any name, and I would just be like, oh, wow, he knows it.
Oh, yeah.
But I do trust
You could name any number season, and I would know who won the season.
Here, name a season number. Let me tell you.
What?
I'm gonna do it this time.
Okay, who won season one?
Matt.
No.
Who won season one?
Richard.
Oh, I mean, I was pretty close.
We should watch it. You should watch it with me. It's so good. Go watch Survivor, by the way.
Will.
It's kind of hard to get into because there is 48 seasons.
Yeah,
of
that's
it.
Pretty difficult.
And the first season is like not that great. Probably. I mean, it's good, but it's like it just like because it's hard to go in order and everything.
I don't know.
Here's my. Expert Survivor recommendation.
Okay.
If you have never seen any of Survivor and you want to watch Survivor.
Do I want to watch Survivor?
Yes, you do. I'm talking to the audience as well.
Well, you're talking to like me and the audience
yes.
at the same time.
If you've never seen Survivor and you want to watch it, the best season to start with, in my opinion, let me make sure I have the number right. I know what it's called.
Oh.
The best season to start with is season 28, Kageyan, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because it is probably the best season that doesn't include return players.
Okay.
So it really shows you like what the game's about and like it has some amazing characters and it's just incredible.
All right, you don't
get spoiled for any past seasons. And it's like newer-ish. I mean 28 out of 48, so not that newer-ish, but it's good.
All right, well if I ever decide to watch it, I'll take your word for it and I'll start with 28.
Gotcha.
Right.
Hear that, audience? Go watch season 28.
All right, go watch season 28.
Go watch all these shows. Yeah, we've given you like five shows that you should go watch.
You should watch every
go watch
show
all
we
of
mentioned
them at the same
today.
Time.
All of them simultaneously.
I'm just joking.
All right, we're joking. But, oh, speaking of, I think you should leave.
What? Oh, that
is
show?
Is a show
That's
with
a
Tim
show.
Robinson. It's a show of little comedy skits. We peaked big time. But you should watch I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Great show.
That's the last thing we're going to say.
That is the last thing we're going to say. We are out of time
go
today. We thank you all for
it.
Listening to Two Tickets, Please, and joining us today. What?
Do it for me, audience. Go watch Survivor.
Okay. Go watch I Think You Should Leave for me.
Go watch Invincible
or Key
well.
And Peele or something, or Invincible,
watch,
or Breaking Bad,
too.
Or The Man in the High Castle,
Gosh,
or
we,
Daredevil
we're
Born
just,
Again.
We're
all
just
right.
spitting recommendations at you.
We have, because we're just experts.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll talk about how good Mickey 17 is next week.
We're going to talk about how fantastic it is.
Hopefully we'll have a more scheduled episode next week. We kind of just talked about whatever we wanted.
Hey, it was kind of fire, though.
It was fire. I hope you enjoyed. Our one viewer in Mexico.
One viewer in Mexico. Thanks for tuning in,
Thanks so much
dude.
For tuning in.
We're expanded to four countries now.
Yeah,
We've got United States, Mexico, Argentina, and Russia. So thank you all for listening very much. We've got international. Two
Heck
tickets,
yeah.
please.
International
airport.
We hope so much to have you back next week for our next episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been AJ. We'll
see you next week
on Two Tickets, Please.
Love you guys.
Bye!